Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're exploring the 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership by Jim Dethmer, Diana Chapman, and Kaylee Warner Klemp. This transformative book provides a roadmap for those aspiring to lead with awareness and empathy, emphasizing that effective leadership transcends the mere act of issuing orders. Jim Dethmer, alongside Diana Chapman and Kaylee Warner Klemp, brings a depth of experience in coaching top executives across various industries. Their insights are distilled into 15 distinct commitments that encourage leaders to foster positive changes, build nurturing work environments, and strengthen personal connections. Ideal for current and aspiring leaders aiming to enhance their workplace atmosphere, and for individuals keen on boosting productivity and deepening personal relationships, this book is a vital resource that invites readers to reflect on their leadership approach and strive for continual improvement and conscious engagement in all aspects of their lives. Join us as we delve into the principles that can transform ordinary leadership into extraordinary and conscious leadership. The 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership: A New Paradigm for Sustainable Success. Introduction. What does being a conscious leader really mean? Picture this: a workplace where the leader is always open, actively listens, and treats every team member's input as valuable. Sounds ideal, right? Sadly, the reality often falls short, with many leaders stuck in patterns of old habits and narrow thinking. So, what makes conscious leadership different from, and preferable to, traditional leadership models? Conscious leadership isn't just about doing business better. It's a transformative approach that enhances both personal fulfillment and professional growth, a model that invites change, cultivates authenticity, and fosters an environment of genuine collaboration. In exploring the essence of conscious leadership, we uncover that heroism in leadership is often glorified, but real strength lies in vulnerability and openness. Embracing emotions is key, not just in life, but in leadership too, enabling deeper connections and more resonant decision-making. Surprisingly, adopting different personas, like mimicking your mother's approach, might just be the secret spice your company culture needs. Leading consciously means dismantling the barriers of competition and animosity, viewing colleagues as collaborators, and continually striving for growth. This mindset not only leads to a thriving business environment, but also to a richer, more satisfying life. Part 1. Discover the types of leadership: conscious versus unconscious. Imagine a world where every leader exudes positivity, embraces resilience, and cultivates meaningful relationships, both professionally and personally. This ideal isn't far-fetched. It's the hallmark of a conscious leader compared to the conventional unconscious leader. Any leader may perceive themselves as effective, commanding a bustling office, hitting all the targets. Yet often, this success masks an undercurrent of stress and disconnected personal relationships. Real success doesn't demand a sacrifice of personal joy. Rather, it can harmonize with it through conscious leadership. Leadership fundamentally bifurcates into two modes: conscious and unconscious. While the latter might seem easier or more instinctive, it often involves leaders reacting poorly to change, sticking rigidly to outdated practices, and viewing themselves as beleaguered by external circumstances. These leaders believe success and happiness are things that happen to them, not things they can actively cultivate. In contrast, conscious leaders thrive on adaptability and awareness. They engage fully with the present, learn from every experience, and recognize their role in shaping outcomes. This mindful approach isn't just a developmental stage, but a dynamic mindset that leaders can adopt at any moment. How does one become a conscious leader? It begins with integrity and self-awareness. Consider your current disposition. Are you generally content? Or are you striving for a more enriching and connected leadership style? Acknowledging your true status is the first step toward embracing conscious leadership. The journey to becoming a conscious leader follows through with the 15 commitments of conscious leadership. These commitments are not mere aspirations, but concrete affirmations of your current reality, helping distinguish whether a leader is living consciously or drifting unconsciously. These principles guide leaders not just to achieve typical markers of success, but to foster creativity, connection, and genuine well-being in their professional environments and beyond. Part 2. Embracing Responsibility and Curiosity, the Hallmarks of a Conscious Leader. Delving into the axiom of conscious leadership, we uncover the first two commitments that are crucial to this transformative approach. These foundational principles revolutionize not only how leaders perceive their role, but also how they influence their teams and organizations. The opening commitment is straightforward yet profound. Take absolute responsibility for every facet of your life and work. In typical leadership scenarios, it's common to witness leaders deflecting blame when outcomes don't align with expectations. For instance, consider a CEO facing unexpectedly low quarterly results. An unconscious leader might scramble to find a scapegoat, categorically reacting as either a victim, a villain, or a hero. The victim mentality blames external circumstances, fostering a passive attitude toward challenges. The villain perspective shifts responsibility onto others, avoiding ownership of the issues. The hero, while well-intentioned, assumes excessive responsibility, often leading to burnout and unsustainable practices. Each stance is harmful in its way, stifling growth and creating a dysfunctional team dynamic. Contrastingly, a conscious leader embraces full accountability, recognizing their role in the results without succumbing to the extremes of victimhood, villainy, or heroics. They accept the weight of their decisions and the ripple effects these have across their organization. The second commitment shifts the focus from defending positions to embracing learning. In situations where unconscious leaders might double down, defending their strategies and decisions against all evidence, conscious leaders remain open and curious. Rather than justifying errors, they seek insights and lessons. Their focus isn't on being right, but on learning what can lead them closer to the right approach. In essence, conscious leaders wield curiosity as a tool to transform every situation, good or bad, into a growth opportunity. They prioritize understanding over being understood, a stance that not only enriches their leadership, but also fosters a culture of continuous learning and adaptation within their teams. Part 3. Embracing Emotions, a Cornerstone of Conscious Leadership. At the heart of conscious leadership lies a profound commitment to emotional intelligence. This commitment underscores a leader's ability to navigate their feelings constructively, making it a pivotal aspect of their personal and professional growth. Conscious leaders see themselves as perpetual learners, continually honing their understanding of both their external environment and internal landscape. This learning extends deeply into their emotional realm. For these leaders, emotions aren't hurdles, but pathways to deeper insights and more effective leadership. This approach directly challenges the conventional workplace ethos that often marginalizes emotions in favor of strict rationality. In many traditional leadership settings, emotions are viewed as distractions or weaknesses that need to be suppressed. Leaders might bottle up their feelings or ignore them, hoping they'll dissolve without impact. Or worse, they might find themselves in a dangerous loop, where their unresolved emotions keep recycling themselves, fueling continual discomfort and unease. Take, for example, how some leaders might handle feelings of jealousy or insecurity. Instead of addressing these emotions, they might look for external validation or evidence to support their feelings, trapping themselves in a cycle of negativity that neither resolves the underlying issues nor fosters a healthy workplace. In stark contrast, conscious leaders recognize and accept their emotions as vital signs. They understand that anger might indicate a disruption in harmony which needs addressing. Sadness could signal the necessity to let go of something unworkable, And Joy could affirm that strategies are succeeding and should be celebrated. By not shying away from their emotions, conscious leaders leverage them as powerful tools for personal growth and team cohesion. They hold their feelings up not as signs of weakness, but as beacons of insight, guiding them and their teams through complex situations with empathy and clarity. The commitment to fully experience and learn from their emotions not only makes them more relatable, but also amplifies their ability to lead effectively amidst challenges. Part 4, Mastering Communication, the Key to Conscious Leadership. For anyone aspiring to lead consciously, the fourth and fifth commitments revolve around the pivotal role of communication. These commitments are essential for promoting an atmosphere of openness and trust within any organization. The fourth commitment emphasizes the dual importance of speaking and listening consciously. True perspective is only attainable through a chorus of voices, not a solo act. This requires valuing and integrating diverse viewpoints, which in turn demands a genuine effort to listen, not just hear, what others have to say. However, a common hurdle in achieving open communication is the tendency to withhold information, often driven by fear or embarrassment. This withholding can breed misunderstandings and judgments. For instance, consider a scenario where you are disappointed by a friend who cancels plans last minute. If you choose to stay silent about your feelings, you might unconsciously begin to pull away and expect an apology, simultaneously framing your friend as inconsiderate. This skewed perception only serves to damage the relationship further. The art of listening consciously also means stripping away our own biases and filters. Leaders often listen selectively, hearing what they want through a personal lens of preconceived notions. An unconscious leader may interpret an employee's complaint through a conflict avoidance filter, potentially misreading the employee's intentions and concerns. By truly listening, conscious leaders understand the core message and context, enhancing their response and decision-making. Progressing to the fifth commitment, it involves a staunch opposition to gossip. While gossip might seem like a trivial part of office dynamics, it is a potent toxin that erodes trust and stifles creativity. Conscious leaders must lead by example, advocating for honesty and ensuring that sensitive information is shared responsibly, with the right people and at the right time. By rejecting gossip, leaders not only preserve the integrity of their team, but also foster a culture where constructive dialogue flourishes. Everyone, from the top leadership to new recruits, should be encouraged to openly discuss and dissuade gossip, transforming the workplace into a nurturing and supportive environment for all. Part 5. Embodying Integrity and Fostering Appreciation. Pillars of Conscious Leadership. Delving deeper into the ethos of conscious leadership, we find that the sixth and seventh commitments revolve around the fundamental concepts of integrity and appreciation. These principles are not just advisable for leaders, but are essential for cultivating a healthy, vibrant organizational culture. Starting with integrity, which is the sixth commitment, this quality is more than just a moral high ground. It's the glue that holds the leader and their team together under a banner of trust and respect. Integrity involves being complete and undivided in one's ethical convictions, which translates into consistent actions, open communication, and reliability. Consider the impact of a leader neglecting a seemingly minor promise, such as forgetting to fulfill a simple request. This might seem trivial, but it can ripple through the team, disrupting the collective energy and trust. Thus, maintaining integrity isn't just about grand gestures. It's equally about upholding small commitments. Leaders must strive to keep their word or transparently renegotiate if circumstances change. This transparent approach not only maintains trust, but also demonstrates respect for others' expectations and contributions. Moving on to the seventh commitment of appreciation, this is where conscious leaders truly shine. Appreciation in leadership is akin to an art form, similar to wine tasting. Just as a connoisseur appreciates the subtle nuances of a fine wine, a conscious leader recognizes and values the unique contributions and qualities of their team members. Displaying genuine appreciation isn't merely about giving compliments or occasional acknowledgments. It's about consistently recognizing and valuing the individual strengths and efforts of team members. This practice not only boosts morale, but also encourages a culture of mutual respect and self-worth among employees. Leaders who excel in appreciating others help cultivate a workspace where everyone feels valued and understood. This, in turn, enhances the overall productivity and creativity of the team. By seeing and celebrating the uniqueness in each team member, leaders can foster a more cohesive and motivated group. Integrity and appreciation, therefore, are not just commitments, but are essential practices that, when diligently applied, enhance the leader's impact and elevate the entire team. Part 6. Unlocking Your Potential. Living in the Zone of Genius. The 8th commitment of conscious leadership challenges leaders to ignite their true potential by operating in what is known as their zone of genius. This concept is crucial for not just achieving, but also enjoying success to its fullest. Generally, people find themselves working within 3 specific zones: the zone of incompetence, the zone of competence, and the zone of excellence. The zone of incompetence is characterized by tasks that neither inspire joy nor harness personal strengths. Conversely, the zone of competence involves tasks that one can do adequately but without any real passion. However, it's the zone of excellence that often traps even the most skilled professionals. Here, you might be doing something you excel at, but it doesn't excite or challenge you. While this zone can bring about considerable success, it doesn't necessarily fulfill you creatively or emotionally. The true magic happens in the zone of genius. This is where you engage in work that not only plays to your strengths, but also aligns with your passions. It's work that so deeply engages you that it doesn't feel like work at all. For a conscious leader, spending as much time as possible in this zone isn't just a preference, it's a commitment. This commitment seamlessly intertwines with the 9th commitment of conscious leadership to choose play over struggle. When leaders operate from their zone of genius, their approach to work naturally becomes more playful and enjoyable. This doesn't imply that they don't work hard, but rather that their work aligns so well with their inner drives that even challenging tasks are approached with a creative, joyful mindset. Innovative and fun initiatives, like presenting financials with a humorous twist, such as using an Irish accent, like Dan Corley of Hope Lab Inc. did, not only make the workplace more enjoyable, but also capture everyone's attention more effectively. This blend of fun and creativity emphasizes that even serious tasks can benefit from a lighthearted touch, ensuring that everyone, from leaders to team members, remains engaged and motivated. Part 7. Embracing Abundance and Alternate Perspectives. Essentials of Conscious Leadership. The journey of a conscious leader is marked by an enduring sense of abundance and a willingness to see beyond conventional perspectives. This transformative approach is encapsulated in the 10th, 11th, and 12th commitments of conscious leadership. These principles guide leaders to inner peace and happiness by altering their perception and relationship with themselves and the world around them. The 10th commitment encourages leaders to consider multiple interpretations of any given situation. The pain we often feel arises from our resistance to certain circumstances, influenced by our labeling of these situations as bad. However, conscious leaders recognize that situations aren't inherently good or bad. These are just the tags we apply based on our limited perspectives. This broad view was exemplified by Jim Barnett, former CEO of Turn Inc., who faced a professional crossroad. Believing that stepping down would be irresponsible, he was guided to see how leaving could actually be a responsible act if it meant passing the baton to someone more passionate about the role. This shift in perspective can alleviate unnecessary stress and open up paths that align more closely with one's values and passions. Moving to the 11th commitment, it focuses on finding security, control, and approval internally, rather than seeking these from external sources. The chase for external validation is a common human trait, but it often leads to endless dissatisfaction. conscious leaders cultivate an appreciation for the security, control, and approval they generate within themselves, which fosters a healthier, more self-sufficient stance. Finally, the 12th commitment is the recognition of abundance in all forms, time, resources, and love. While the default societal view may be one of scarcity, conscious leaders operate from a mindset of abundance. This perspective not only enhances personal well-being, but also inspires generosity and a more relaxed, present-oriented way of living. Together, these commitments encourage leaders to reshape their worldviews, leading to a more contented and fulfilling life and leadership style. They learn to appreciate the richness of their existing circumstances and the multitude of perspectives available to them, fostering a robust, adaptable, and resilient leadership approach. Part 8, Nurturing Growth and Creating Win-Win Situations, the Versatile Approaches of Conscious Leaders. In the final stretch of the 15 commitments of conscious leadership, the focus shifts to leveraging everyday interactions and broader societal engagements as avenues for growth and problem solving. These last three commitments encapsulate how conscious leaders interact with the world, aiming for continuous personal development and collaborative success. Starting with the 13th commitment, conscious leaders view every person and situation they encounter as an opportunity for personal growth. Unlike unconscious leaders, who might see external circumstances and individuals as barriers to their objectives, conscious leaders embrace these interactions as chances to learn and evolve. For example, where an unconscious leader might see a labor strike simply as a hurdle to achieving quarterly goals, a conscious leader perceives it as an opening to enhance organizational culture and worker satisfaction. Progressing to the 14th commitment, conscious leaders strive to craft scenarios where everyone benefits. The belief that competitive outcomes are the only solutions is typical among unconscious leaders, but conscious leaders see beyond this zero-sum game. They explore creative solutions that do not require sacrifices, but rather promote mutual gains. This was evident when the authors found a harmonious resolution, allowing them to deepen their commitment to the conscious leadership group, while their colleague Kaylee could prioritize her family time without stress or guilt. Finally, the 15th commitment encourages leaders to embody the change they wish to see in the world. Conscious leaders operate from a mindset of abundance, not scarcity. They do not view global challenges as insurmountable due to resource limitations. Instead, they see these challenges as spaces ripe for innovation and intervention. By choosing to be part of solutions, conscious leaders foster environments where problems are not just addressed, but transformed into opportunities for enhancement and growth. Through these commitments, conscious leaders not only promote a culture of continual learning and adaptability within their organizations, but also contribute positively to wider societal issues. They redefine leadership as a dynamic role where personal growth aligns with collective well-being, paving the way for a more interconnected and empathetic world. Final summary. The essence of this enlightening exploration into conscious leadership emphasizes a holistic approach to both professional and personal life. At its core, conscious leadership is about a deep, incessant journey of self-discovery, environmental awareness, and understanding those around us. Adopting this leadership style involves a continuous openness to new perspectives, a rigorous commitment to personal accountability, and a genuine appreciation for the resources and relationships we possess. By shifting from a self-centered viewpoint to a more inclusive, empathetic, and thoughtful approach, leaders can transform not only their own lives, but also significantly impact their workplaces and communities positively. Conscious leadership fosters environments where growth, cooperation, and integrity prevail. It encourages leaders and followers alike to engage in behaviors that uplift one another, creating cycles of mutual benefit and respect. Ultimately, embodying conscious leadership can lead to a more satisfying and meaningful existence for everyone involved, making the world a better place, one conscious decision at a time. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.